Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. You know, he says, I come to bring fire on the world. And what will I do if I find it already kindled? Let's kindle the fire. Let's get it ready. Let's make sure when the master comes, there's a nice warm fire already lit for him to set by, for him to blow off, for him to set fire to the world. We gotta give him meat. The proper food for the development of a strong man is meat, not milk, milk, milk. It means we can't dwell always on the beginning things of faith. We have to move on to the later things of faith. Oh, believe in the Lord Jesus. Confess his name with your lips. Believe in your heart that God rose him from the dead. Okay, now that is now milk. I don't need to go back over that again. I need to move on to better things, to stronger things. I need to add to my faith, faith. I need to add to my faith, virtue. To virtue, knowledge. To knowledge, temperance. To temperance, godliness. To godliness, patience. To patience, etc. That's meat. Let's get meat in season. When we're ready for patience, let's learn patience. When we're ready for virtue, let's have virtue. When righteousness is to come, I'm always ready for righteousness. Let's have a little more righteousness. A little righteousness with gravy. A little righteousness with a little extra butter. But let's not go back to baby food. Let's not go back to Gerber. Verse 48. But and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delays his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken. The Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour when he is not aware of, and he shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. I tell you, you know, they start to, oh, let's just be eat and drink with the drunken. I mean, that's literally true, but also, you know, spiritual drunkenness is another form of drunkenness. You know, I think of Isaiah chapter 29. They stagger, but not with wine. They are drunken, but not with strong drink. For the Lord has poured on you the spirit of deep sleep and hath closed your eyes. The prophets, the rulers, the seers hath he covered. You know, because they received not the love of the truth, Paul said in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 that he would send them a strong delusion that they would believe a lie. God will send forth strong delusions, like liquor. It will pervert their minds and make them drunken and stagger, and they will fall and be broken. They will be cut asunder, and their portion will be appointed with the hypocrites, with the scribes and Pharisees, their fathers. And I speak of men who seem to be servants of God. You start to hang out with that. You start to just fall asleep in Christ. You say, oh, I'll just go along to get along. That almost happened to me. After 10 years of looking for God, I was like, hey, you know, I'm a sinner, you're a sinner, aren't we all sinners? So let's just live in sin, and why not just get along? You have false doctrine, I've got sin. You know, I thought I knew something doctrinally, I was false, but I thought I had something, and I thought that everyone else was deceived, especially with regards to, you know, the rapture and things like that, and I was puffed up in my mind, and I thought, hey, but then later on, I thought, why should I be like that? That's hypocrisy. You know, I have sin. I drink and I use pot and so on and so forth. And I'm holding my nose up at people because they don't have the right prophecy. I'm like, I should probably just accept them and they should accept me. That didn't work because my prophetic understanding would only allow me to be acceptable to a certain group. And then other groups who would accept my prophecy wouldn't accept my morality, my immorality. And then the Spirit of God came and changed it all. Changed me, changed my understanding, changed my behaviors. Let us not be fools. Oh, the Lord isn't coming back in my time. Don't say that. Maybe he isn't. But in either case, we better be ready. Because we certainly don't know, do we? It could be this generation. It could be this generation. It could be in a year or so. It could be very soon. Maybe not this week or next Monday or next month or even next year. It's too soon. But it could begin tomorrow. The time of the end could begin. I mean, a sign could appear in the sky. And then the leaves will begin to shoot forth. They have to start. I mean, Jesus won't return tomorrow. No. Jesus isn't going to return next week. But the events leading up to his return could begin at any time. That's true. That could start. The fig tree is dormant and it could begin to blossom. And then you say, uh-oh. I see these things coming to pass. The leaves are beginning to show. Notice the tree has many leaves. The leaves all come out at once. Not one leaf, not one nation being planted, but many events coming forth at the same time. The signs of the end. The trumpets of God are going to sound, and we've got to be ready to prepare ourselves to battle. But others are going to sleep. They that sleep, sleep in the night. They that be drunk, and be drunken in the night. The thief comes and breaks up their house because they are not awake. They think that rather the Lord is going to come as a thief, and their enemy is going to come as a thief, and their enemy will become their Lord, and the thief will become Lord of the house, and they will serve him and be his slaves, and be destroyed with him as well. And there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Let us be aware. Let us be awake. Let us not be asleep.